Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday. The blog comes Monday through Friday by Real Simple Syndication. Check it out there. You can find that technology on my website as well. And I hope you'll take advantage of all the other things that are there. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee at the little event, the little gathering that's put together by the Small Business Chamber of Commerce in Memphis, Tennessee. You just heard Robert Staub, the founder of this organization. They're my host. I'm up here to broadcast my show and to talk to their members and guests about some of the things that I've got on my mind about what small business owners ought to be focusing on these days. And I'm very happy to introduce you to a new friend of mine. Cheryl Anderson is the founder and the president of Better Than a Butler. Now, I'm going to let that roll around in your head a little bit, folks, and let you imagine. Just try to imagine what that might mean. Better Than a Butler, and we're going to fill in the blanks here. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's great to be in Memphis. It's one of my favorite cities. Now, you started your company a little bit less than a year ago.
Yes, I started in July.
Are you a country music fan?
Yes.
There's a song by Dierks Bentley that I'm a sort of a country music fan, not a big one, but I like this song, and I especially like the title. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Now, in the last 10 or so months that you've been in business, have you ever looked in the mirror in the morning and said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you say to yourself when you ask yourself that question?
You know what? I've always been a risk taker, and I did feel like when I started this business, I had a wonderful, great, you know, high-paying job with the U.S. Navy, and I did feel like I walked to the edge of the cliff and took a leap.
How long were you in the Navy?
Well, I was a civilian with the Navy for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I started and ran their entertainment program, which
right.
was mostly international.
Right. And out of Memphis?
Yes.
Out of the Navy base here in Memphis?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you had a good job with the government.
Yes.
All the benefits you could eat.
Absolutely.
Off on President's Day, off on Labor Day, 30 days leave, every annual leave, and you could take it in 15-minute increments. You know, cushy job.
I had it good.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
You know what? I figured if I was going to work that hard, I wanted to work for myself.
Yeah.
And I looked at what I was doing with the Navy and the skills that I had, and I looked at what I liked doing, and it took me probably 4 years. I read every
really?
Business book that I could
you
find.
You did some real due diligence. Now, see, this is where ladies are different from guys. See, a guy would
Man.
Have cut that. Well, yeah, a guy would have cut that in half. Now, I'm not saying that that's better. I'm saying he wouldn't have done as much research as you did.
Right.
Good for you is what I'm saying. That's a good thing.
Well, I wanted to be absolutely sure.
Would you agree with me about that?
Absolutely.
Ladies do more research. Ladies do their homework. Ladies don't mind the homework. You actually like that, right?
Yes.
I mean, you want to make sure. Taking risk is one thing. You know, taking unreasonable risk, that's something else.
Absolutely.
So good for you. 4 years. I really think that's important, Cheryl, to land on, because a lot of people, you know, I meet people and they say, I want a small business and I want it right now. When did you start thinking about this? Oh, over the weekend. I got tired of my job. I want a business. I actually have had people show up on a Monday morning when I was a consultant years ago, show up in my office on Monday morning and say, I want to buy a business. There's a jewelry store for sale. This is a real story. There's a jewelry store for sale in town. They want to sell it, and I want you to help me put the deal together. And I say, okay, what's your time frame? And they say, oh, we're going to close on Friday.
Unbelievable.
And I said, I'm sorry, you have to go somewhere else. I won't help you do that.
Unbelievable.
And I didn't. And they failed.
Right.
They closed on Friday, but without me, and they failed.
Wow. Yeah, that wasn't the way I approached it
Good
at all.
Good for you.
And I also, you know, in reading the books, I listened to, you know, everything that it said. You know, do what you like, do what you're good at, do what comes natural, and have, you know, 2 years' worth of living expenses
mm-hmm.
in the bank.
That's did you do that?
I did.
Wow.
That's why it took me quite a
person.
Bit of time. Well, I want to succeed. And
yeah.
I think to do that, you really have to have the right things in the right place and have thought out the processes. And I think in this industry in particular that the key is longevity.
All right, tell the audience what this industry is.
Better Than a Butler is a personal assistant concierge business.
Concierge business, folks. I'm going to let that roll around your head. When we come back, we're really going to put some, we're going to fill in the blanks here, and you'll see what she does. And I think you're going to find it very interesting. I know you will. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a God face.
There was no use talking. There was nothing to say.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Anytime I get a chance to be with small business owners and interview small business owners and introduce them to other small business owners, not only in this country on the radio and on the Internet, but around the world on the Internet. Small business owners are listening all over the world. They're trying to get better. They're trying to learn some things, and Cheryl Anderson is helping them to do that. Cheryl is our guest. She is the founder of a fairly new company, less than a year old, called Better Than a Butler. And I like your tagline, the butler did it.
Thank
Cheryl,
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, let's go ahead and let's don't keep the audience in suspense any longer. You, Better Than a Butler is the name of your company. You're a personal assistant, concierge company. Tell, for those who might not know what that means, tell us what that means.
Basically, what I do is take care of items on your to-do list. So those pesky things that you either don't have time to do or, frankly, you just don't want to do. And it can be anything from grocery shopping to wrapping your Christmas gifts to picking up.
Did you ever think about saying better than a wife? I'm just kidding, ladies. I'm just kidding. Don't send me any hate mail. I'm just teasing.
You have to be very careful with what you put out
there.
That's right. but that's what it is in a nutshell. The idea is to take those items on your to-do list, and then for you, instead of making 20 calls to get those things mm-hmm. done, you make one to me.
Well, you know, see, this is so smart, Cheryl. And I'm going to say something, and you tell me if this isn't the essence of why you started your business. One of the things that I discovered that I started realizing about 4 or 5 years ago was that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Absolutely.
Is that not the essence of why you're
Absolutely.
Started your business and why you're successful?
Absolutely. Before I did this, I had a very high-profile, stressful job that, you know, included working on weekends and
international travel and
international
all the
travel.
And all the glamour that accrues to that, all the glamour of staying on an airplane for 18 hours.
Absolutely. And it was worth it to me to pay, say, the yard guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home and my yard was done, it just put a smile across my
right.
face. And so that's the concept is when you have leisure time on the weekend, instead of spending it going
right.
through that hated to-do list,
right.
it's done.
Like dusting. I hate dusting, vacuuming, you know, the window. I don't like to do windows. My wife makes me do those things, you know, sometimes, but
yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah. You believe that, don't you?
Absolutely.
House cleaning, general errands, personal shopping. I'm going through the list here, folks. Grocery shopping, house, yard, and car maintenance. Let me see those nails. I don't think those nails have been doing any yard work, Cheryl.
Well, actually,
how did you do that?
The beauty of this also is that I work with vendors who do specialize in those things. And
partnering.
Absolutely.
Integrated vendors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what happens is, say I'm hiring someone to do your yard. They're going to come out to your house. They're going to quote the job. All you've done is
they quote it to you, though, right?
They quote it to me, absolutely.
Yeah, because you're my contact.
Absolutely. It's just one item that's on your list that week. They give me a price. I get it approved through you. Then they take 10% off that price and they give that to me for the referral.
Right.
So you're paying the same amount as if you'd picked up the phone and called 3 yard guys and interviewed them, picked, you know, the best one. You're paying absolutely the same price, and all you've done is had it on your list that week for me to do.
So you're an organizer, and flower arrangements, wine and liquor cabinet stocking, travel planning?
Yes.
Holiday decorating? House pet sitting?
Yes, and some of those things I keep in-house and do myself.
Really?
Yes, I love animals. Love decorating.
And you get to keep 100%, not just 10%, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, is this something that you, you said you thought about this for 4 years?
I thought about doing something different for
something.
4 years.
Yeah.
And started researching.
How long did it take you to get this idea in your head and make it a reality?
I would say 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the reason for the waiting was partly due diligence, but also partly just trying to come up with enough working capital?
Yes, and I also had a family illness that I couldn't quit my job at that time. I needed the flexibility, so that was a large part of it also. But I really, I wanted to write a business plan. I wanted to write a marketing plan.
Did you do those things?
I did. I did all of those things. I went and met with
the
tour representative.
You're like a model for perfect entrepreneurship.
Well, I couldn't actually hand you my my business plan. It would be in a large binder. And
that's okay.
You would say, oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
And I actually wrote
See, a business plan, first and foremost, is for you.
Yes.
It's second and secondary for your banker or for a partner or an investor or whatever, but first and foremost, it's a working document for you.
And that's how I viewed it, and I continually refer to my business plan, and I look at the thing. I find myself doing now sometimes the things that I've already did in my business plan.
Are you for real? I mean, are you sure you aren't a hologram or something? This is, you know, folks, I tell you, Cheryl, I run into a lot of people who start businesses, and I'll tell you, the SBA, and that's one of the things I'm probably going to say today. The SBA has new stats out right now, and those stats are that where they're new is that instead of 50% of small businesses being out of business in 5 years, it's now 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And if they had your preparation, that number would basically go to like 5%.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
What you've done. We come back. We're going to talk about what are her plans for this, and how does she execute this, and how would you do one of these in your hometown? I bet she'll have some good ideas for you. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Cheryl Anderson. Her company is called Better Than a Butler, and it's betterbutler.com.
When you're down and trouble,
Sweet Baby James.
And you need a helping
hand. Got James Taylor, Cheryl.
Up, James.
He's the best. And Cheryl Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Her company's called Better Than a Butler. Her website is betterbutler.com. Great website. Great URL, I should say. Haven't been to the website, but I will. Tell us about your website. Does it say, and here's, I'm looking at some of her material, folks. Make one call instead of 20. That's what you do. They call you, and you make the other 19.
Absolutely. I like my website, but I probably need to update it.
Yeah.
Yes. There is a page on my website. If you're interested in services, you can just check the box, and it's emailed direct.
Email it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Are you using email to stay in touch with your customers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a BlackBerry.
But, I mean, are you doing any kind of marketing, email, contact kind of thing, repetitive type of thing.
Jim, it's on the list.
Yeah.
It's on mine to do.
No, you're right. I mean, I know there's so many things that you still have to do, but I really am proud of you for what you've done. You've done the due diligence. You've done this right.
Thank you.
If you want to start a business and have the maximum opportunity to be successful, do what Cheryl did. And I mean that, Cheryl. I've seen it. I've seen a lot of ugly stuff out there, and your situation is not ugly. It's pretty.
Thank you.
What's your what are your ideas for growth for your company? You going to be bigger than Memphis?
I set them, they're called BHAGs, Big Hairy Audacious Goals, lately. And my Big Hairy Audacious Goals, in 8 years, I want to sell it.
Oh, really?
The business. But in 6 years, I want to franchise it.
Mm-hmm. Develop a franchise.
And then I want to, when I sell it, I'm going to keep the franchise portion.
I predict that you won't, that it won't take 6 years.
Oh, well, thank you.
I predict that you'll do it in four.
You know, Jim, this business really is exploding, and I think...
Because, you told me earlier that you were the only one when you started less than a year ago. Now there are four.
Yes.
And I'm really proud of the other thing you said to me, and that is that you guys are talking to each other. You're meeting. Competition is good.
It is good.
It helps you seek excellence.
It is good. We meet on a monthly basis, and...
it's called co-opetition these days.
We're talking about having a website and doing some joint marketing because we think at this point the important thing for our industry is education.
Very smart.
To let the public know.
Well, you may have a better contact for lawn care and somebody else may have a better contact for housekeeping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's all about the customer. That's the thing people got to realize, right? It's not about you. It's about the customer.
Right. And at the end of the day, you just want to take care of the customer and their needs.
Right.
And if I can't do it, maybe I know someone who can.
Are you actually going to have employees? You don't have any now.
I don't have any now. I do have a college student she's a nursing student, and she's dying to come on board. She's offered to come on board for free.
Wow.
she's really excited.
I tried to get my employees to do that, and they weren't too keen on that. Okay, when you have your first, you said something to me earlier. I want you to tell the audience about. When you have employees and you start having management meetings, where are you going to have those meetings?
At the zoo.
At the zoo?
The Memphis Zoo.
Why?
I just think you need
to... I have meetings sometimes that I feel like, you know, we're at the zoo, but we're actually not.
You know what? I think you need to always in life keep things in perspective. I'm not a brain surgeon. No one's going to die today. And when you're in a beautiful setting, when you're outside, when you're looking at, you know, the pandas that we have at the zoo... It's kind of easier to keep things in perspective and say, this isn't such a big deal, this isn't such a big problem or obstacle for us. The answers seem to come much easier if you're looking at nature or something that's outside, something bigger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
I've always found, you know, if I have an office where it's a cubicle and there's no windows, those problems get larger and larger. The minute I got a window in my office and I could look out and, you know, see the beautiful outside, I got much better at solving, I don't call them problems, I call them opportunities anyway, but I got much better at solving those issues.
You know, Cheryl, whenever I get cynical about where this country's going, it helps me to speak to someone like you, a young person like you.
Oh, well, thanks.
And hear your perspectives on the marketplace. On being with people, on cooperating with people. It helps me to be around folks like you because it makes me think that if we got more Cheryls out there, that you know this country is going to be okay. So I congratulate you on starting your business, on doing so well.
Thank you.
I'd like to keep up with how things are going.
Okay.
Will you keep up with us and let us know how things are?
Absolutely.
I'd like to track your success. We've got some other young small businesses out there that we track from time to time just to see how they're doing. I'd like to come back maybe in a few months and see how things are going.
Okay, that's
and
great.
The website is called betterbutler.com, Memphis, Tennessee. Better than a butler. The founder is Cheryl Anderson, our new friend. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
Gotta go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners just like Cheryl Anderson. I'll be back. Got two more guests here in Memphis, Tennessee, right after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.